The largest health insurance program in the country, Medicaid, is a partnership between the federal government and state governments. Medicaid insures some 51 million low-income and disabled Americans, and state governments pay just under half the cost. For most states, Medicaid spending is the second biggest expense after education, and it's growing fast. The last installment of the series on the state budget crisis deals with how state governments are trying to control Medicaid growth. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports they're demanding and getting lower prices from prescription drug makers.
In more than 20 states now, Medicaid bureaucrats are shaking up the drug industry with a simple tool. It's called the Preferred Drug List. Kevin Concannon is director of the Iowa Department of Human Services. Until recently, he held a similar job in Maine, where he pioneered a preferred drug list.
The drug manufacturers hate that. They absolutely hate it. It's a stake in their heart.
Here's why. Until these lists started emerging over the past year or two, drug makers faced few barriers to selling the newest and most profitable drugs to state Medicaid programs. Now, the world of Medicaid drugs has been rent into two. Drugs on the preferred drug list, those are the ones the state says are the most effective and economical, are covered by the state. Drugs off the list aren't, unless the prescribing doctor can convince a state official that the patient must have that drug, and a cheaper drug won't do. As you might imagine, drugs that aren't on the list lose market share pretty quickly. Concannon says that happened in Maine, and drug makers responded.
Once the industry saw what was going on in Maine, they came knocking on our door. They came to us to say, if we could get our drug on your preferred list, we would be willing to give you additional money.
In other words, deeper discounts, which translated into lower drug costs for Maine and smaller profits for drug makers. Drug companies have lobbied hard in state capitals to stop preferred drug lists. They've sued in court. In Michigan recently, the nation's largest drug company, Pfizer, threatened to shut down important research facilities unless Michigan rethinks its approach to Pfizer drugs on its preferred drug list. Spokesman Jeff Truitt of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America says states are making a dangerous, across-the-board, blanket decision when they set up preferred drug lists. He says preferred drugs may work fine on some patients, but not on others.
We need a wide range of therapeutic choices in any given therapeutic class to allow the physician, the personal physician who knows the patient best, to make the decision and not to be second-guessed or ordered to do something differently by a government bureaucrat who may or may not be a healthcare professional.
Patient advocacy groups, particularly those who represent patients with mental health problems, say the same thing. So some states have looser restrictions on psychiatric drugs. But Tom Scully, who heads the federal government's Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, says he hasn't seen much evidence that Medicaid beneficiaries aren't getting the drugs they need. Drug makers may not like it, he says, but states are operating rationally when they set up these lists.
States have every right to operate just like General Motors or General Electric, to take their populations of Medicaid and negotiate and use their market power to get the best possible prices they can.
Medicaid is the single biggest buyer of prescription drugs in each state. And Scully says he understands why drug makers are worried now that states are flexing that market muscle.
The drug companies, I mean, obviously they're worried about their margins. They're worried about the states getting too organized and too powerful. When the government uses its market clout to negotiate prices, it's always a little bit disconcerting if it gets too big.
So how big is too big? Michigan and two other states, Vermont and South Carolina, will soon pool their buying power to negotiate with drug makers. First Health, the pharmacy benefit administrator that will run the buying pool, says 21 other states are talking to it about joining the pool. Scully says that depending on the size of the states, that pool may be too big. But he says pools of 5 or 10 states probably aren't, suggesting that even with a friendly administration in charge in Washington, the drug industry will face lower profit margins from Medicaid for some time to come. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.